The MP is not happy with him. I suppose he's also had his hands full. His hands very full indeed, because we've also got a development out of the Daily Maverick today. Peter Louis Myburgh, investigative journalist, who's at the Daily Maverick at Scorpio. We spoke to him last week about this investigation he's done into digital vibes and the communication tender with the Department of Health. Peter Louis Myburgh joining us on the line now. Thank you very much for your time. So last week you told us about this dodgy contract involving digital vibes. It involved the two people that were close to Zweli Mkhize. You've done a bit more digging, and now it turns out that the person who seems was on paper the shadowy communications firm that bagged the lucrative contracts from the department actually worked at a fuel station pouring petrol.
Hi, Mandy. Afternoon to your listeners. Yes, it's kind of almost beggars belief. It's just a bit of a strange scenario. If you consider the fact that, you know, this company, Digital Vibes, was supposedly delivering on this 82 million rand in communications work for the DOH. A very important communications work to inform South Africans about the COVID-19 pandemic and related information. While Digital Vibes was performing these services in Gauteng in Johannesburg, the supposed owner, Rada Hariram, or the principal director, she was working at a Shell service station in Stanger on the north coast of KZN, which does kind of, you know, encourage us to ask if, you know, Ms. Hariram, who is on paper listed as the boss or the principal director, whatever the case might be, of this company, what her real role was in this company, if other third-party individuals, such as those individuals closely linked to Minister Mkhize, if they were in fact the ones driving or, rolling out this contract in Gauteng while she was working at the service station.
So Rada Hariram, the principal director here, who's actually pouring petrol, have you been able to speak to her? Has she explained this at all, how she was doing both these things ostensibly at the same time?
Yeah, look, so we did manage to find a lawyer through whom she's now speaking. And she essentially doesn't view this as problematic, or the lawyer. They say that she's only a director, so the services weren't really required in Gauteng while the DOH contracts were being rolled out. She essentially just had to sign a couple of documents, and they were quite happy to park the real work with a couple of consultants, presumably Mita and Tahira Master, who were doing the work in Johannesburg.
So the SIU has said that it's investigating these contracts. The health minister has said that he will cooperate. But has Dr. Zweli Mkhize commented at all on this latest development?
So he's spoken to some of these developments at the National Council of Provinces recently, Mandy, where he just basically expressed his faith in the SIU's work. And he also indicated that the Department of Health, at the same time, have also roped in the services of a private forensic investigator, a forensic investigating firm. So it is not clear if the SIU and the private investigator are currently collaborating on the investigation, but he did express his faith in the process that the SIU and the private investigator would get to the bottom of any potential or alleged rot regarding this contract.
Well, Peter Louis, thank you very much for bringing us those details. That's Peter Louis Myburgh, investigative journalist at Daily Maverick's Scorpio unit. So lots going on for Dr. Zweli Mkhize. A year on from the first COVID patient, he's also supposed to be at the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee discussing the vaccine rollout. And then there's also this issue that's bubbling for him as well. What do you think of how Dr. Zweli Mkhize has been handling the COVID crisis? How's he done over the past year? Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.